Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Rocket Shift Blue Orgies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
blue,
yeah.
Orgies. Got that blue
this is
orgy.
Really, this is Moon Day, you guys.
Yeah.
Moon Day Monday.
Moon Day.
Because
Monday.
It's all about going up into space today.
Yeah.
With a cock rocket, mind you.
Yeah, dude. That dick rocket is back. Dude, they didn't even just go like, maybe we should alter it just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
It's, no. Very, it's like, very, I think it's he likes funny. It. It's funny so because too. Like, His shape of his rocket is literally the cock rocket, like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
Oh yeah, man.
He took the he stole the idea.
It's very dickish, yeah, dude.
What a dick move!
He probably says something like, "Y'all, you ladies want to ride the dick?" You know what I'm saying? Something like that. And he's like, "No, the rocket ship." You know what I'm saying?
Let me take you to the stars, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let's show you a whole new world.
Oh,
a whole new
day. Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Magic carpet ride. Let's go on my cock rocket.
So, shit. Yeah, there was that. There was definitely that. Interesting stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even hear about this before it even happened.
I heard about this a while back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a while back. I didn't know it was today, but a couple weeks ago, they were talking about Katy Perry going into space. But when they were first talking about it, you're like, oh shit, like she's gonna go into space, you know what I mean? And it's like, no, you're scratching the surface at best,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like suborbital.
I mean, they left the Earth, if you want to put
what's
it
called
way.
Though suborbital, is that what they're talking about?
I don't know, like stratosphere, like whatever.
Yeah, that's, they call it suborbital. So it's, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, listen, it's cool if it's real, it's cool, you know what I mean? Like anybody would love to have the opportunity to go up there if you weren't too afraid to do it, you know what I'm saying? And actually see, like, oh, wow, this is pretty neat. You know what I mean?
Well, I like that you mentioned if you're not afraid to do it, because
there
were 6 women that went.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
Katy Perry, the black lady from, like, I don't remember. She's like the news anchor. I think maybe she dealt with cancer back in the day. I don't know if she did or not. But, like, she did not want to go. Like, she, like, they had this, Chris, if you could go to the bell ringing video. Before they get on board, they all have to ring this bell they're walking into the ship.
Yeah.
What's that about?
They were talking about, it's like they just, it's a good luck thing, you know, or something. And then there's like a quote right on the other side of this where they come in that's like the last candle lit or some, whatever it says, something about a candle, something or other.
But why?
It's just
Illuminati. They have to do it, dude. It's like a secret code type of thing. It's their protection ritual.
Well, here's them ringing the bell.
Yeah. But watch, I think her name's Gail. Watch right here, second woman. She does not want to go, bro. Look at her. She's like, oh my God. Taking a deep breath, looking down like, oh shit.
Light this candle. That's what it says.
Light this candle, dude.
The significance of that is what, Ariana?
Katy Perry has to be the most obnoxious.
Astronauts,
thank you.
Various programs have had their
and even Jeff Bezos comes and rings the bell.
just some.
You know what I mean? Like ding, ding, no one. Ding. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna do it too. It looks fun.
I mean, okay, let's.
Ding ding.
Yeah,
ding.
It's not good.
Yeah,
and I might add though, the good news about this particular crew, right, is if anything went bad, if there was any like leaks, there's enough plastic that they could easily fill the hole. See what I'm saying? Like, all they had to do is pull it from the face.
Yeah,
there is so much.
We're gonna
plastic.
Have to cut a titty and pull the breast implant out.
Oh my god,
shove it in the hole.
It's like, Katie, burn. Give me your cheek. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I need- Dude, there's a lot. There's a lot of shit going on with these.
Why would good point. She, if that one chick, like you said, she didn't look very enthused to be there.
Well,
like, why even do it in the first place?
Because it's an opportunity. So I want to reverse it, right? Like, I'm with you. She doesn't look excited. However, let's say hypothetical.
She was freaked out, dude.
Let's say, yeah, if it's real, like, that's a big thing, right? Like, and we've seen rockets blow up. So you listen, think about how nervous people are going on a roller coaster. This is way scarier than that if it's real, right? It's way scarier. Exactly. So I'm not like dogging her. Like, I would probably be very nervous if I really knew that I was going into space. Like, just the idea of all the things that could go wrong. So I feel for her a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, that's the way I'm approaching it. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah. She's going like, I could die. This could be my last day on
could.
Earth. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely could. Because even if this is, if we argue that this is like not a real, you know what I mean? Like, it's not really going to space. Like, they did launch.
Well,
something did launch.
Went, well, they probably went about as far in space
well,
as,
Chris,
that, as that Red Bull fucking guy did when he jumped back.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way.
Go to the video. There's a video of them in the bookmarks. You'll have to scroll down now. And then it's them inside of the actual.
Yeah, this is
weightless and limitless. It's from Blue Origin. Okay, so it's dumb. Them inside of the capsule. Oh yeah, we're excited.
1, 2, 3, taking up space.
Woo!
Taking up
girl,
space.
You go, girl.
Tamir's in space.
Why is this so jerky? It's weird that if you go back and watch her, she's like, it's.
She brought up a flower, and of course,
I got you, Flynn.
Gotcha.
I got different.
See, I just
stuffed animals.
This kind of stuff is why I don't believe it is.
Oh, the moon. You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon.
I have to
That's
tell
amazing.
You.
That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goddess. Wow.
I mean, that would be if that was real.
Did you hear what she just said?
Oh my goddess.
Oh my goddess.
I know, cuz they just can't. They can't, dude.
Oh my gosh.
A butterfly, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I think she's
Illuminati confirmed.
That's amazing.
Why are they breathing so hard?
I know. Well, they're upside down. They're dangling from strings.
Well, let's
Chris.
Also just point out that they're not real astronauts, right? So,
well,
like,
yeah, but I mean, you're not like lifting all your weight. You're floating around.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, I
no,
don't know.
But
adrenaline.
You didn't see the strings?
I mean, maybe, obviously, I've never been on space, so
yeah.
What the fuck do I know?
Maybe just the adrenaline of going and kind of getting this position. Listen, it's
she
cool.
She looks like she's passed out already.
Yeah, she's.
Which one?
I don't know which one that is.
Oh, yeah, sure. The one that didn't want to go. She's like, fucking, oh, fuck this. I'm over it. Strap me in. She's already strapped herself back in the chair, dude. She's like,
yeah, she's done.
I just want to go like, back home.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Let's try to get home.
Yeah, it's weird. This whole thing is like a weird. It's weird. And what I don't like is they didn't show the entire thing. That bothers me a little bit. Like,
what do you mean?
I haven't seen any video of them going
like
taking
off,
breaking through shit, like getting to this point. And it's like why not show all that? Show the landing.
They showed the landing.
They showed it from outside.
There's video.
They have like parachuting and shit. Back in.
Yeah, and then at the end.
No, I don't care about
also,
that. I'm talking about from inside. I want to see inside.
I want to see them
30
inside
minutes
inside when they land.
I want to see the 30-minute fucking flight uncut. You know what I'm saying? I want to see
Wait,
it go up.
Don't talk about the Blue Origin rocket and say uncut. Okay?
Oh yeah,
because
dude,
like now
true.
We're talking about two different things here.
Yeah, that's true, dude. You're right. You're right. My bad.
Well,
I'm sorry, dude.
I
just
want the
like
sleeve.
Here's the thing. Like, what I don't like is, and maybe it's because of who's up there. Like, let's be honest. They're not astronauts. They're not a crew. I want to say that right off the bat. This is not a crew. This is not the first women crew. I don't care what anybody says. Like, the first all-women crew. It's like, no, they did nothing. Like, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, something would have gone wrong?
It's all, like, automated, they said. Everything's automated. They didn't have to, like, push buttons. All they had to learn. And this was, like, a question that was asked about, like how much training. They kind of dodged it for a while. This one guy came out and was like, well, everything's really automated. They really don't have to do anything. What used to take months to train for, we could train in days, because all they have to know is
days,
2 to 3 days.
Damn.
All they have to know is how it feels, like what you're going to feel when you go up, what
so you're
going to feel
like
when you go down.
Surprised and like,
yeah. And if shit goes wrong, it's all computer controlled, and they either, it's just going to fucking not, it's going to blow up. You know what I'm saying? Or they're just going to float off. I don't really know.
Dude, a piece of me thought that they were all going to die today. Like, I was like, wow, this is it. This is going to be like the Hollywood kind of, we need to switch the topics. We need to talk about Katy Perry dying. Yeah. A piece of me thought of that.
There was a chance. Well, the other thing is like, okay, take away your feelings of whether this is all real or not real, right? Let's hypothetically say all this is real. This is real shit. I don't trust Bezos as much as I would trust Elon's ships, right? Like, for the fact of like, I see Elon constantly shooting rockets up, constantly testing. They're showing videos of them testing. And it's like, Jeff, you just see like the two times you've ever seen it really work is just the last one and this one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm pretty sure, like, because Elon and the Department of Defense are like hand in hand.
I mean,
he's their number one contractor. So I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos is in that same ballpark now.
Still like, don't trust him, dude. I just don't. I'm not saying Elon either, but I'm just saying if you were to force me on one rocket, I am not going on Jeff Bezos' rocket.
I'm not going
especially
on that rocket
after looking at that thing. That thing looked like a tent.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That was a Costco tent on clearance. I don't even think that was rigid. Be honest with
you. Well, so Chris, play the video of them parachuting down, and then after that, play the video of Jeff Bezos tripping. Because
that's great.
He went up to the capsule.
Oh yeah,
and he fell in this gigantic hole.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, dude, he ate shit.
Yeah, here's them coming back to Earth.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like,
and they're all screaming on here.
It's oddly steady before the parachutes come out. Just
free fall. Looks like Star Wars, everybody.
I mean, obviously, like you said, it's all computer driven.
Don't insult Star Wars. All right. This is so not.
Who's screaming?
The girls in the cockpit. Katy Perry, dude.
Soft landing despite the sporty.
There it
is. Very soft landing.
My back is broken. I broke my back.
Spinal.
Okay. All right. So there's that.
See, I want to see that. Yeah. I want to see that. I feel like that landing was not soft and painless. That looked like that would jolt you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you seen Katy Perry come out and kiss the ground when she got
there. Yeah.
Yeah, but
she kissed the earth.
Her hair was fine. She was all like totally fine.
Well,
like,
I mean,
if that was me, I'd be like,
what
the fuck?
They were only gone for like 15 minutes.
No, I was talking about that landing. Come on, man. That looked like a not soft landing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
her hair was totally fine?
Everything was fine. I'm just saying, like,
let's play the video.
She just looked like Katy Perry just got on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Or we just have the, we have the video of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. She kisses her flower.
Yeah.
She kisses the ground.
It's for her daughter.
Dude, I think this is all a fucking ritual, dude. And I'll tell you why. I have a big ass theory about this.
I mean,
does it say ass right there?
Where? That does say ass.
What is that? What does it say?
Ass carnal? Ask Carmen.
Ask Carmen.
ASS Carmen. Step aboard, ladies.
Ask Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Got to ask Carmen.
Huh, that's weird.
Is it, like, required that, like, all, like, rocket crews have to wear aviators? Just curious, because, like, every, like,
yes.
crew member,
yes.
it's like, hey, put your aviators on. It doesn't look as cool. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they...
Where are they at? Who had aviators on?
This chick.
Well,
this
chick
little
on
helper
the side right there.
Woman, whoever she is. Like, she...
Whoa. Those are gigantic.
Those are more of like round glasses than aviators.
Right.
She just doesn't look like she should be part of that crew. Like she just doesn't look like she knows what she's doing. Really.
She looks like she's about as qualified as that Secret Service agent at the Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah.
She's a for hire. You know, whatever the DEI stuff.
I mean, listen, they probably did go up. All right. Let's just see that. Maybe they did. Maybe they can't
they
go
did.
Farther than that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the big thing is like maybe they that's the highest. You know, that's what people are saying is like. Yeah, they went there, but that's where the fucking, the dome's at, bro. You can't go anywhere.
Firmament. You can't pierce it.
I'll tell you this. Before we get into all the kooky stuff, which there's plenty of that, what I don't like is maybe it's just me or you compared to them, right? Like, you have a crew that obviously are not scientists. They don't give a fuck about anything other than the fact that this is cool for them, right? Because now she could say I was in space and this is a good publicity stunt.
Yeah.
My thing is if I had that opportunity to actually go even into suborbit area where you could just see the Earth in its entirety, or at least like you get a good visual. I'm not fucking throwing butterflies and fucking, I'm like staring out the window. I'm like, what the fuck? This is amazing. Like, this is
I mean, they were kind of being oh,
I gotta tell you about the moon. You ever heard of the moon? Look at this.
I feel like they were hanging, like, you're only up there for what? How many minutes were they actually up there? 19 minutes?
I think 11.
11?
I think it was 11 minutes.
11 minutes. You get 11 minutes that you will probably never do again, right? Like, this is, you're never going to see
the number of magic, by the way.
When they were interviewed afterwards, they were talking about, looking, that one chick with the Botox and shit, she was like, it felt so alive, so quiet, and it was just so alive. I'm like, bitch, you didn't even fucking stare out that fucking long. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looked out, you were like, look at the fucking moon goddesses, you know? And then they were fucking throwing shit around, and they were hooting and hollering. And I'm like, man, you missed it. Maybe it's just the modern era. You missed the whole fucking thing. You didn't actually absorb that in. You get 11 minutes, you spend 10 minutes of that staring out there and looking and, like, fucking trying to remember that shit. Because that's fucking amazing if you did. You know what I mean? I think it's corny. I just think the whole thing looks really cheesy and really corny.
I agree. Yes. And the question that is on everybody's mind is why? Why now? What is this all about? What do they get from it? Are they promoting something? Does Katy Perry have a new album? Like,
well,
what
she
is
has a she has a tour coming out.
Well, she had an album that came out a while back.
Well, this says right here, that butterfly that she held up.
Mm-hmm.
It had all her tour dates? Had all her songs on it. It was like her set list for the tour.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
I mean,
what about everybody else, though? I mean, like,
I just think they picked random women. I think they picked random people that they, I don't know. I think this was a big, like,
they paid Jeff Bezos a lot of fucking money.
Or they just, this is partially just publicity, man. Like, they're just women. You know what I'm saying? Like, not astronauts, like women that have been in the, you know, I guess one of them's like a news anchor or something. And then you got a singer and you got all these people. Who was it? Not Whoopi Goldberg, but Oprah Winfrey was down there crying when they landed and shit. I think it's like a whole like feel good, like a women's feel good thing. And I get it. But the problem is I don't respect it the same way as like something else. You know what I mean? Like when you see
they actually like trained for a long time for this.
Well, you know, like here's the thing. Like I think I don't want to get on tangent because there's a lot of shit that I want to talk about through this. But like when you look at like accomplishments by men and women, you like value the fact that they worked really hard. They fucking bled for it. They sweat for it. You know what I mean? Like you look at like Caitlyn Jenner or something, or not Caitlyn Jenner. Wow. That's not a woman. Caitlin, Caitlin Clark.
Wait, are you talking about Jeff Bezos' significant other now?
I am, dude. Caitlin Clark, you know, she's in the WNBA, like, and she's just, like, blowing up. She's turned that whole thing into, like, where people want to see it, right? The WNBA sucks, and she's made it, like, the most viewed thing that it's ever been in that field, right? That is, like, an amazing thing for a woman to, like, break that ice, right? She's gifted. She's been working at it. You like her, blah, blah, blah. And so you respect it. This, I'm just like, man, you just picked. They didn't actually, like, if they were to, like, hey, we trained Katy Perry for a year, and she actually knows how to fly this fucking rocket, and they went up there, and they fucking landed this shit, you'd be like, God damn, that's impressive, Katy. This crew of women is amazing. This is amazing.
Yeah,
but you didn't.
Yeah, you can't really call, you can call yourself, like, I don't know, writers.
This
like
is a glorified.
They rode a thing.
This is a Disney.
But you can't really call them a crew. They didn't operate anything.
They didn't operate.
They rode the cock rocket.
They were passengers.
Think about it.
They were passengers.
They were passengers, and this was a Disney ride. You know what I'm saying?
A very expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't respect that the same way. I'm sorry. Okay, I just don't.
Before
I don't
we
respect
get,
it.
Before no we does. Get weird, would you go on this?
I mean, I would.
Would you go up and I don't know how far
I'd consider
they went,
it.
Whether they actually went and
didn't you just say you didn't
they were
trust
the,
this
they were probably Dave? On the inner
yeah, but listen,
side of space.
I
not
I
really
don't.
Didn't even get the outer space
I
yet.
Would okay, so to be honest, would I'd consider it 100%. Like I would have to like if somebody offered you that, right? And this is not something that every human gets to do. Like I would argue what handfuls of people ever have done this supposedly, right? So like I think it's an opportunity that you wouldn't want to pass up. Unless you were, and that would be my thing. I'd be just afraid. Like I feel like I don't want to like die and like for something.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be the biggest.
Thing,
that'd be the biggest fear.
But like you'd have to consider it. You'd have to.
You'd pull a Gayle King. Okay.
I would ring
you'd,
it once.
You'd sloppily ring that bell and like just look down and be like,
yeah,
"Here we go."
I mean, my knee would be shaking the whole time that it was. You'd have to consider it because like it would just be something that's like such a unique once off thing. But
right.
would I do it? I don't know, man. I really don't. I don't know. But it would be pretty amazing to see it. I got to be honest. If you actually went up there and were able to see the Earth like that, you'd be like, damn, all the naysayers and all the things, you'd be like, you know, I don't know. I saw it.
It's true.
It's all that matters.
It is true. Well, I want to look at the patch, Chris. So if you can go to the tweet by Matt's Gotta Know, just look at the two pictures of the patch. Just the first one is the initial patch that is straight up.
Yep.
Right? And so this is on everybody's patch. Like, the patch was on everybody's suit. And it says NS31, Blue Origin.
Where are you?
I haven't really dug into, like, the NS and the 31 and all that stuff, but you can see...
Where the fuck is it?
Scroll on down. It's one, like, cut. It's right towards the top, right below the Katy Perry video, where she's like, I feel connected to the strong divine feminine. Okay?
Okay.
Matt's gotta know.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So if you just look at the original upright patch there, right? So you see the three faces on the left, three faces on the right, orange, black, orange, right?
Yep.
So there's six women. You have this cock rocket in the middle.
That's kind of racist, at the top, man. Did they really just do two black faces in there? I just been.
Whoa, boy.
I mean,
women that went.
Yeah, they're two black. It's a little racist.
It's true. You
know, my dear Lord. Oh, geez.
I like how they went with the Trump orange instead of, you know, green or something, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Katy Perry orange. I mean, she's a little orange.
All right, so we got here's the patch. All right.
So in the middle, up at the top, though, where is that? That cock rocket is pointed right towards a gigantic star, and that has 8 points on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we can get into the 8-point star in just a second, but, like, people are, like, right away, they like to turn it around. So if you go to the one where it's flipped... It kind of looks like a goat head. What are you doing, dishes in there? It sounds like a freaking kitchen.
You shut the curtain so aggressively.
Oh.
Just out of anger.
Okay.
It sounded like a plate breaking in the background.
All right, so flip this bitch. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, so you flip it upside down. You'll see, like, it looks kind of like a Baphomet goat head, right? You have the long... You have some horns, I guess, coming out the side, and then you have even like the long horns with the white stripes going up.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, haven't really dug that much into it, but you still get the 8-pointed star down there at the bottom. Now, you just had this video where Katy Perry said that she feels connected to the strong divine feminine, right?
Yes. Right.
Can we play that real quick?
The strong divine feminine.
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust. And this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training, it's the team, it's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is, like, up there with all the, you know, different tools that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because what you're doing is you're like really finding the love for yourself, because you got to trust in yourself on this journey. And then you're feeling the love when you come down, for sure. And you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
By the way, you're such a badass. I love that the month of April, you're like, I'm going to space and I'm launching my tour.
It is the...
Okay. Such a badass. Yeah. Right? So, if you could next go to this post with the lake.
I kept calling it a journey.
It is a journey.
I guess. I mean, it kind of is. You know, it's sort of. Not sure.
So, if you go to this next post, and it has the lady's butt. Okay, this is Venus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And otherwise known as Ishtar. And this is, I think, a painting by Robert Ferry of Ishtar.
Ishtard? Is that what it was?
Oh, maybe.
Okay, just
kidding. Ish-leotard? She needs a leotard because she has no clothes on.
Okay.
Neither does the one down below.
Right.
Oh, there's some breasts.
So if you read
this,
though, this says Ishtar was known as the Queen of Heaven, was the patron goddess of the Yana Temple of the blah, 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 blah. She was associated with the planet Venus. Her most prominent symbols include the lion and the 8-pointed star, which was the divine feminine. This was the 8-pointed star that we just saw on the patch.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to the last post that I just saved, it's at the top of the list. The eight-pointed star, again, is the symbol of Venus and Ishtar. Eggs and bunnies were also the symbol of Ishtar or Easter. This is where we get Easter, everybody, is Ishtar worship, Mother, the Queen of Heaven. So Ishtar, represented by eggs, bunnies. I mean, what do eggs and bunnies have to do with Christianity, everybody? Nothing?
No,
right?
It's just symbolism to it, yeah.
Right. And so I don't know what we're looking at here, Chris. You're showing YouTube. So if you have an eight-pointed star on the patch, they're talking about being in touch with the divine feminine. You go up there, she's saying, oh, my goddess. Right? She's talking to about a goddess. She's feeling in touch with her journey. And then we have, this is the last day of the full moon. So full moon comes on 3 days. You always have 3 days of the full moon. They went up on the last day of the full moon. And this full moon is very important because
it's right before
Easter is dependent on the first full moon after the spring equinox, which was today. So Ishtar, where we get Easter, happens next weekend. So this was all a very big ritual for Ishtar. That's my 2 cents.
that's my 2 cents. But what would they gain? I just don't understand. What's the point of the ritual? What do they
Nothing.
Gain? What do they gain?
Nothing.
Who the fuck knows?
There is no
I don't
point.
Care.
Yeah, there is no point.
They know
there
what
has
they
to
get,
be a reason.
We will never
there
know.
There has to be a reason, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like a lot
protection,
of people
maybe?
Celebrate Easter. You know what I'm saying? And they
yeah,
like,
but most people just do Easter because it's the kids have fun hunting for eggs.
I just
but if you think about Easter, it depends on the full moon after the spring equinox. To me, that sounds very like pagan, and I'm sure like there's going to be some Christians out there that are like, no, there's a reason for it, and this blah blah blah. But I'm like, really? Like, why is the moon involved? So if the moon didn't exist, we wouldn't have Easter Sunday? Is that what we're saying?
Well, yeah, but is it just, like, I mean, listen, man, like, the way that the stars align and everything was a way of telling time. And, like, you know what I'm saying? For a while. Like, it was a way to, like, know what time of the year you were in. Like, they didn't have watches, you know, clearly at some point.
Right.
So, like,
that was on a different calendar.
I understand, but I'm just saying, like, it's not, I'm being very naive on the whole topic because I don't know, but I'm just saying like, it's not shocking that they use that particular time to like, hey, this is when Easter comes is during this period in the cycle. Like,
well, they're not the only ones because pagan worships. I mean, they use the lunar cycle. They use solar cycles. The equinox is gigantic in pagan worship.
Yeah. I know, but right? is it really like, I guess where I would go is it really have to be because it's pagan or is it really because at that period of time, everybody used those as a sign of like the times, you know what I mean? Like they used that to reference what time of year it was and when things were coming. Like, hey, we see that this is shifting and that means that this is coming, you know, like that's not that weird to me, but that's me talking on a very low level.
And I also do think that there was Christianizing of pagan holidays and pagan rituals because that's how they got pagans to join the Christian church is they would, create a holiday on their day and say, hey, instead of Saturnalia, let's have Christmas. Instead of Ishtar worship, let's have Easter Sunday. You can still have your bunnies and eggs, right? Because honestly, like you have to think, like where did the eggs and where did the bunnies come from?
But,
it doesn't make sense. Is it like a just all marketing scheme just to make money? Well, if it is, how did the marketers come up with this idea for eggs and bunnies? You know, it's like, yeah, you have to like think about the origin of some of these things.
I do. I just don't know how you find out what the real origin is. You know what I'm saying? Like it's something that's dated like that. I don't know how you'd ever find out like the true, I mean, cause it's, you know, Christ is risen, you know what I'm saying? Easter, right? So like, why is that tied in? It's not, you know, for Christians.
So here's the deal. So there's apparently there's no right and no wrong.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
You can worship Christ and you could worship the pagans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they did this to overlap the two holidays. And to your point, it could just be a way to tell time, and this is just like how Christians want to celebrate too. It's all, it just happened to land it on the exact same day.
So,
but like the
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, according to online here, it's like a with Wikipedia and Smithsonian. The Easter Bunny originated in German Lutherans as a folkloric figure known as the Easter Hare, which evaluated children's behavior and brought eggs and gifts during Eastertide. And it was brought over to the U.S. by German immigrants in the 18th century.
Where did they get it from? That's what I'm saying. So, like, it all goes back to an origin, you know? And so I'm not saying, like, Christians can't adopt things and we can't, like, because it's all about the intentions, right? It's like, where is your intention focus? Is it focused towards this Queen of Heaven, or is it focused towards Jesus Christ? Like, that's all fun and, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, like,
whatever Lutherans religion would be, that's where the origin would have came from, right?
Sure. But this is where I see the overlap with what they're doing with this Blue Origins mission, because to me, like, NASA was built on everything occult. Jack Parsons, you know, Jet Propulsion Laboratory. That guy was deep into Aleister Crowley's dilemma. You have L. Ron Hubbard, the Scientology guy. He was deep in the whole gang with Jack Parsons and all that stuff. And you have to wonder, like, when they send things up, like spaceships into the moon, you know, like they name it after Greek mythology and stuff, you know what I mean? And yeah, that could just be a whole naming convention and, you know, like, it's just they're following a trend.
Yeah.
Or there could be something deeper to it that they believe. I'm not saying that all of NASA believes in stuff and Elon or anybody.
I tend to believe that it's more of like a trend. I feel like it's more of like, you know, you have this ancient, like, quote unquote history, if you want to call it that, or a belief system that we all like. Like, listen, like, you can't ignore the fact that it's fascinating and interesting and, like, captivating, right? Because, like, we all play games like God of War, which, you know, really dives into all the different gods and you're battling them and it's cool. I mean, it's fucking cool. Like, you don't have to buy into it 100%, but you can also, like, dude, the idea of, like, the sun god and the fucking water, it's like a cool, like, it's a cool novel. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's all it is. But the thing is even if there was some that was like, hey, man, like, the guy who's like, we should name it this, and he has this, like, you know, like, no one else gives a fuck. You know, they're like, yeah, that's it. It's cool, man. It's a Greek god. That's cool, man. Yeah, it fits. We're going to the heavens. Gods, sure, dude. You know, why not? Like, but what's he gaining out of it? And like, and I just, like, the thing with the ritual thing is, like, racist. Like, it said so much that I'm just like, and what? Like, what is the ritual? Like, who cares about a ritual? Like, if that dude is doing, picking a name that he thinks is ritualistic, like, what does that matter to anybody else? You know what I mean? That doesn't buy into it.
All right. Then that's the whole point.
Yeah.
No one fucking knows. Why it's so intriguing, because you can see a trend here. The eight-pointed star, the star of Venus, Ishtar, and then you have Easter Sunday coming up, and this was the last day of the full moon that determines Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I see a heavy trend there, at least I do.
I just don't know if I would put much weight on the star. Like, to me, like, that's how I draw a star. Like, the whole, like, you know, you got the mini cross with the X that kind of shows the light coming out, with, if you will, and that's eight stars, or it's 8 points, if you will. And it's a patch for space. It's not shocking that there's a star on it. The star that you showed does not look the same. It's an 8 point, but it doesn't look the same. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that one looks more like a symbol, whereas, like, the star that they showed looks like what you would see on any painting.
Yeah, that was to be fair. Like,
yeah,
I mean, we're kind of like picking at, like, minute details that don't really matter that much, because, like, the 8-pointed star that was shown, that was just like a GIF from somebody random who tweeted it, right?
Yeah.
It was more about the information, like a star with 8 points.
I know, but here's the thing, though. To be fair, like, this is where this all comes from, because one thing pops up, right? Like, this patch has a star that has 8 points, okay? But that all of a sudden projects everything going forward. Like, because of that, now we have to talk about the goddess. And we're saying that because she says goddess on the thing, right? So you're putting those pieces together, right? The 8-point star.
I mean, no, she didn't even have to say goddess. I mean, she, it doesn't even matter what she said. I'm just saying, like, why now?
Why
now? Because the timing. It's the timing to me. It's like, this is the last day of the full moon, right before Easter, and this full moon determines when Easter is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, why on this day are they doing this? You know what I mean? And then it just so happens to be there's this eight-pointed star on the patch. Okay? Like, that...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I see a heavy connection with that. You don't have to see that. That's fine.
Oh, I know. I know.
But, like, when it comes to, like, old, like, Norse gods and stuff, like, the days of the week are named after gods. You know what I mean? And, like, after Roman gods, like, Saturn is Saturday. Literally, Tuesday is, like, the Norse god. What's his name? It's a Tuisdag or something like that. It's a Norse god. And so it's like every single day, and it's like, why do we name the days after gods? You know what I mean? Or like planetary objects like the sun, right? Sunday.
I think a lot like of it, I think a lot of it is just thoughtless. A lot of it's probably just.
Is it poetic? Is that they're just trying to be poetic and artistic?
Just throwing it back to our like ancient history, like everything was like you guys were saying earlier, everything was named after all that shit. Everything was. So they think any kind of accomplishment or anything bigger than thou shall be named after named like the same type of thing.
Well, then, like, because this is the Gregorian calendar that we're on, I feel honored. Okay. You know, after named after me. So, hey, I'll take it. I don't know if I want it. I'd rather have the 28-week or the 28-day calendar, the 13-month one. Yeah, that one seems more practical. But, like, not every day. It's like, to Dave's point, like, the old calendar that we were on before this one, even this one, like, it's hard to tell when things happen, because like the old calendar was strictly a lunar calendar, and there's certain cultures around the world that still use it. You know what I mean? And that's another thing too, is like, there's other cultures to bring into this. It's not just like what the United States does and what our calendar is. And I guess like the rest of the world, you know, like there's, you know, like the Chinese calendar, I think there's a calendar, different calendar in India. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think if you go back in time, people valued space and astrology, and that was a significant part of people. And so we don't value that the same anymore. At least most people.
Well, they
don't.
Worshipped it.
I know, but I'm just saying, not only did they, yes, they did. Some worshipped it, but it wasn't just that. It was the fact that like they were more observant of it on a regular basis, and they used it in daily life for whatever reason back then that was the norm. So like, I just don't find it that odd. Now, I guess the odd thing would be, why have we continued other than just tradition? And we've just said like, hey, it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, looking that up, obviously that's right. The 7-day week originated from the Babylonian astronomers, who named each day of a prominent celestial object, the sun, the moon, and 5 planets, right? But, like, that sounds weird now, but what I'm saying is go back in time when that was, like, a big part of everybody, and people really looked at the heavens and viewed it very differently. Like, it's not that weird. Like, I don't find it that weird at all, actually. I guess the weird part is now we still continue to name things after it, and I don't know if there's something to that or if it's just, that's a weird bug, dude.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking.
I just seen that.
Like, there's something bigger in Texas.
A weird bug just flew into the room and landed on our fucking studio light.
I've never seen that bug before.
Is it big?
It's pretty good size. About this big. It's like a 3/4 of an inch.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that. That's probably from some celestial shit, dude. You know what I'm saying?
See, Dave?
That's the that's the god of fucking insects right there. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I just don't... I don't know. Like, listen, I understand why you would think this is interesting and why people think that this is interesting. It's, and I, there is no right or wrong. I just don't know, like, how you put... Like, how can you put weight or even have discussion when there's really no answer to it other than, like, it's just interesting, which is cool. But, like, where do you go from there? You know what I mean? Like, how do you, what's the end game for somebody who wants to name something something interesting like this? The other thing would be, like, you know, you're saying, like, well, why now? Why not? You know what I mean? Like, let's say they don't give a shit. Like, hypothetically, like, no one actually gives a fuck about what moon is out there. If you didn't exist, Greg, I wouldn't think of the moon at all. You know what I'm saying? Just being serious. Like, I'm just saying I wouldn't be referencing the moon or like, oh, it's a, this, you know, so guess what it was today? It's a full, I don't, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a full moon. It was really pretty, but I don't know. Like if they didn't do it today and they did it on a different moon, then it would be like, well, why did they do it on that moon? You know what I mean? Like they did it on this moon. That means something else. I know you got that one right there.
This is why it's right here.
I'm just saying if I think if
this is where they landed right here,
you do realize
all this stuff.
Yeah. You do realize, and you can argue this. That no matter what day of the week this was on, you would have came with a theory about what moon happened that day, and something else maybe. It's definitely not a maybe. Like we can disagree on a lot, but that would
maybe. Mm. I'm gonna say maybe.
Okay.
The fact that it was on the last day of the full moon, that means a lot, and in the fact that the full moon has to do like to determine Easter is very significant.
I know, but if you go back for, you know, if you were to like revisit many of the major events that we've talked about over the past couple years, especially since that's really like when you've kind of dived on the moon topics more, every significant thing we've talked about, you've talked about the moon or what position or, you know what I mean? And so like, you can't say maybe, like it, you can find something that if this was this, it would have shifted over to like, well, this particular moon means X, Y, and Z. And then we would have started you know, you could find ties to make that prevalent. And I'm not sure if that's just...
I don't know if I could, honestly. Like, I'm trying to be honest here. Like, I don't know if it wasn't on a full moon. I usually don't pay attention to it. So, like, if it's if something does land on a full moon, that's where I go, oh, this is interesting. Right? Sure. Because, like, I mean, you have to look at the science of a full moon in, like, humans and how we're interactive and all this stuff. Like what, the ER visits go up, the murder rate goes up,
crime,
things
yeah,
just
all crime
go crazy.
Werewolves come
right?
out.
And I like, agree, you know, the moon controls the tide of water, and like we are made of water, so it controls the tides of human reactions, some would say. I don't know if that's scientifically proven or anything.
I think it's pretty, like, yeah, I think it's a theory that most people subscribe to, for sure. Like full moon's out and people get weird for whatever reason, you know what I mean?
Giggity. Right. And so you have to wonder, is there something there?
Sure.
And is that an energy that maybe these people, Katy Perry among them, tap into and they either worship or they try to do stuff for, like as far as like ceremonial rituals or like, you know, gifting. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you like talking to Ryan Gable, who like, I'm sure he's going to have an episode about this, but like he was saying that like NASA is literally the reason why it's shaped like a penis is because they literally try to impregnate the sky. It's like the nut and geb going back to really prehistoric, these like ancient gods in the sky. And they create Marduk and all this stuff. Like Jordan Peterson talks about this, like ancient civilizations believe in this kind of stuff. But like that's why they would do it, is they're trying to impregnate, they're trying to give rise to something. And so they would send a ship up into outer space to impregnate something and use that as like a blessing over the earth. Who the fuck knows, dude? I don't know why they do this shit. But I see certain trends like that, and where I go, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what it gives them.
I mean, it gives them anything that any other religion or belief system would give somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. And they just have a shitload of money and they just do it.
Yeah. To me, it's like, if, listen, I don't care what you believe in. Like, I really don't. You can be a Satanist for all I give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you choose to be. And they can say that they get something out of it or they don't, I don't have to believe that they mm-hmm. do, or they can think like, hey, my life's better. Just, and we've talked about this even with Christianity, right? Like, you may have a lapse of like where you just feel the presence, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh my God, like I feel something that's not normal. And you can tie that to any things, right? And some people tie that to their belief in Jesus, or if they're
so
go ahead.
Yeah, I will say, like, the one thing that I don't understand is why be so secretive? If they were doing this for a religious practice, mm-hmm. why not just say that?
Because it's weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Scientology is fucking weird.
Yes, and we
and look how secretive.
And
it
look
is.
At look at the, like, I'm not saying I agree with them, but I'm saying, like, so how many people criticize Scientology? Like, why would you ever want to tell anybody that you were in Scientology, right? Like, it's considered a cult. Like, and I'm not saying I agree with it. I don't. I think it's lunacy in most aspects. But, like, maybe it's just one of those things. It's like, I'd rather just not even go there. Like, it seems, because when you have people talk about it, not just you, but, like, people bring this stuff up and they get deep dive into it. Like, I'm sorry, but it's like, okay. Like, okay. Yeah, like, it's interesting, but, like, weirdo. You know what I mean? And maybe there's something to it, but it's still a weird thing, right? When you're talking about ancient gods and you're still kind of like bringing it up as it has relevancy, like, you know.
And you're doing stuff like this for that purpose, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I feel like if they were to do something like this, and then Katy Perry would go on camera and say, this was such a successful ritual to the god of Esther or whatever it was, immediately everyone would go, what the fuck? And they would lose all credibility. They'd lose everything because...
Well, that's if you rip the Band-Aid off, dude. I'm talking about, like, over the years, they have... I mean, we've slowly been introduced to certain ideas, right? Over time, like...
Yeah.
Whether it be transgenderism, you look at, like... I mean, aliens. Just that.
Yeah.
Yeah, aliens over time, like, they just slow roll and bring it out in the news. Mm-hmm. Why not do it with this? You know, just like... Scientology didn't just appear one day.
It did.
It was slow roll.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's slow roll, but I'm just saying it did kind of come out of nowhere. It's like a random, almost like Mormons in some aspects, where it's just like, oh, this is it now. It just
It came out all of a sudden that there were celebrities in it, and that's where.
Well, and like if you look at like what Jared Leto's doing with his fucking weird cult shit out in the deserts,
yeah,
right.
That's weird.
Like, why not have that be, oh, Jared Leto's beginning to this religion. And other people are subscribed to it.
Listen, I like the way that you're thinking about that. I think that it is a good question of, like, why. So it's either that they're not ready to, like, have this out in the open yet, or they're not there, or it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other possibility, is that this isn't anything. Like, all these people who are putting these ties in, are spending too much time doing so, and it does mean
or there's some sacred knowledge thing that they know and they don't want to fucking share it.
And
they think
technology.
That like the peasants down on earth are the peasants, like, don't deserve this. They don't deserve to know what we know, like that kind of attitude.
Sure. I also
what if they went up there and realized it was actually a flat earth?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're paying to find out.
I just think the wealthier you get and the more disposable money that you have, right? Like, the weirder you get, because like life is boring. Life for us is not boring. I'm just saying when you
have
money,
the ability and affordability to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want,
all the time,
then you're always looking for new shit, and that leads you to weird places.
Dude, do you think that they're so susceptible to join? Like, if this were real, like, let's just approach this as if this, like, hidden sacred knowledge cult was real. You can call it the Illuminati, you can call it whatever. Mm-hmm. And you get to the point where you have fuck you money, and you get approached, and you go, hey, you want to know some crazy shit? You want to know the origins of our Earth? You want to know what's really going on? And you go,
give me $2 million and it's all yours.
And then they tell you to shut the fuck up, or like, we're going to take all your riches and fame away. I don't know. Or they just say like, hey, this is like our only thing. So like, you better not tell anybody. Like, I don't know what the threat would be.
Yeah, I don't
know. Somebody would spill the beans.
You know,
right?
What? There wouldn't have to be a threat, because they would take pride on knowing the, like you said, knowing the information that nobody else knows.
But is it value? See, my thing is it valuable information, right? Like
somebody, yeah.
If you have
to your point though,
but it almost doesn't matter.
It well
to Dave's point though, I feel like one person, there had to be one person that if they got that like contract like offered to them, they'd be like, this is kind of fucking weird,
right?
I'd rather just not talk about this shit.
Or
and then like what happens to them?
I know, but what if it's not like, here's, I guess what my ultimate like package deal on this is like, what if it's not as important as people are thinking that it is, right? Like you find that like people have interests that are different when you're, when you have different scales of pay or when you're in certain classes, right? Like to all the things that we just talked about, right? Even to the lower level, right? You have more money and all of a sudden you join golf clubs, you know what I'm saying? Or you're part of the fucking yacht club. Like, who is in a yacht club that's not a fucking millionaire, right? Does it mean that there's something weird? No, it's just like these people have so much money and they are finding common ground with other people who have so much fucking money. So like the thing is maybe they are interested in this. You see this, we've actually talked with our friend Flat Earth Owl, man. But he's like into Dungeons and Dragons, like they, you know, the games and stuff, right? And what you're finding is like in Hollywood, like there's extra groups of people like playing Dungeons and Dragons together. They have like these whole fucking groups and they all film it and shit. It's live streamed and they're really into it, man. They're like into the lore. And that could be a little bit from like Stranger Things because that was obviously in that.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's their thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like,
but it's live streamed.
I know, people, but my point is, I know my point though is like that's like maybe they're just interested. You know, like, hey, we love this shit. Like, it's fascinating to us. But there is no evil behind it. Like, hypothetical, right? Because there's probably some evil.
Maybe, yeah.
There's probably some people. Because
there's also the other end where this involves blackmail, which that could be, you know, murder. That could be the grape word. That could be stuff with children.
I think that's, but my opinion is it just, there's a line of like, yes, there's that. But, like, that's almost separated from this. You know what I'm saying? Like, do they bump into each other? Absolutely, right? Like, those groups.
Well, I mean, are there sacrifices for these pagan religions? I mean, some of them, yes.
I mean,
well, that's least, why, like, Christ was such a big deal day, because you didn't have to. Well, I mean, when Christianity came in, it was like the embodiment of sacrifice wasn't a physical thing. It was more like, what can I do? Like, Christ sacrificed himself. You know what I mean? For the sinners of this world. And so it's like you take that and you it's more of an abstract sacrifice where you're saying, OK, how can I make myself be a better person and like make my body the temple and all this stuff? Right. Where instead of literally killing people and rolling heads down pyramids, like you got to look at it like, are there still religions around that believe in human sacrifice?
Do you think they played? I don't know. Do you think they played cornhole with people's heads?
Maybe.
Like they played games with them?
Soccer.
Bowling. It was probably bowling.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that like we see this on a pretty regular basis, right? Like, and I mean that, like you see, like if you watch cop videos, I just watched a dude from like Federal Way. Because I, you know, I watched those like body cam cop shit, and there's a guy from Federal Way, Washington, who like butchered a fucking person. Like he shot a guy in the head, and then was like panicked and cut him up into pieces and shit. And you know, like you see these videos where people talk about like they heard voices, they're sacrificing for this, or they're and it's like we just go, that person's a lunatic. That person is obviously mentally unstable, right? Like. They claim that they're sacrificing, they did this for a reason, but we don't break it down to that. We just say that person's a murderer. That person is a fucking lunatic. And so we don't, where would be the evidence that many people in Hollywood are murdering somebody, like sacrificing? We don't have it. Like we can talk about it, but we don't have that evidence. What we do have is people are nuts, right? So if somebody's sacrificing somebody in the name of some God that no one even knows about really, that person's just fucking apeshit crazy, dude. You know, I'm being serious. Like, until we find, like, that Epstein's Island, all these people on the list, or Hollywood, which we've seen some crazy
Epstein's Island was dealing with something else that maybe Hollywood was. I mean, P. Diddy is kind of a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Involved with is, you know, the pedophilia range.
For sure. But that what I'm saying is, though, is, like, do everybody, like, is everybody that's been to a P. Diddy party, same thing we said with Epstein, is everybody that's been to the island a pedophile? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. No.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
I don't know. I don't know that everybody that's been to a P. Diddy party is a fucking pedophile or a rapist. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. But my point is you have evil people, and those evil people attract other evil people. And sometimes they can have weird beliefs that they coincide. That's why you see the Manson family, all the stuff that people get in groups and they do this shit. But does it mean it's a bigger issue across Hollywood? I don't know.
Well, right? The Manson family. I'm just thinking of CIA operation.
They were. They absolutely were.
There's a way. So like, if you were a deep cabal and you were into this like satanic kind of rituals where you had to get rid of people, do stuff to children, how would you initiate new members? You got to think about that shit. And you go, dang, like, you got to be real sneaky and real clever, or you got to blackmail people. And I mean, you got to be sneaky and clever to do that shit too. But like, how do you get these, like, you have to get them interested. And like, what the fuck would interest somebody just right off the bat? Hey, do you want to join my satanic cult? No, fuck no. Are you sure? Like, what is the
incentive?
What is the bite? Is it like you're shown powers, you're shown knowledge, you're given something like sex, money, rock and roll fame, and then you're either blackmailed or threatened if you release certain, like, what is the...
I think people are weak, okay? And you could see this with like music and stuff. And listen, like, there's, you know, there's all kinds of different artists that believe in kooky stuff, and I can like them or dislike them based off their music alone, right? Like, that's usually what I base off. But like, you know, we talked about Manson. I like Ghost, you know, and there's a lot of people that think that Ghost is, you know, a very satanic band. Sure, you know what I'm saying? And do people like get sucked into it because the music's fun or the music's good? And they, you know, sure, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely. Like, is it a good time? Sure. You know what I mean? Like, people that listen to Ghost, for example, are like, yeah, this is a great band. I can't support them because they talk about things that are sacrilegious, right? Like, or they make fun of the church and they do all this other stuff. So,
but that's very abstract. I'm talking about physically getting your hands dirty, bloody.
My thing is like, how much is that? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So when you're saying like, okay, you're talking about Epstein's Island, you're talking about governors or like prominent power people, right? You get a woman in the room who you don't know the fucking age. And let's be real. There's some like real funky shit, especially with girls now. Like, yeah, you could doll up some girl and have her look much older than she actually is. Right. So you trick them.
Yep.
And so you put them in this room. You got this girl, 16, 17. She looks 19, 20. You think they're asking for ID? Like, get the fuck out, dude. They're at a party where they think everything's safe and everybody's there and they're friends. They're getting fucking hosed. Right. And I'm not saying they don't do it on purpose. I'm sure many, many do. But like, you can absolutely be blackmailed. Okay, hey, you know that woman you just slept with? She was 16, bro. You got your own video. And they're like, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me she was 16? Like, right? Like, who would do that? Right? Like, if we were at a party, and like a college party, which I've never been to a college party, but
nah, me either.
You're at a college party and like the underage people go into the bar. We've seen this at our bars, right? Like fake IDs and shit. I would say like, hey, bro, like that chick is actually 17 or 18 or 19 years old. Like, you don't want to fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay away from her. She's, you know, you're like, thanks, bro. Like, appreciate it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what
I think
they're doing.
You're giving a little too much lenience to this, because I think the pedos we're talking about are much younger than 16 years old. I mean, 16 is legal age in certain states in the United States to this day.
Yeah. Weirdly.
So I'm just saying, like, you're talking like younger than 8.
Yeah, but
it's physical, and you can tell that's a child.
My point though is there's the top end of it, right? Those are the real nasty fucking creep, icky shit. And then you talk about the blackmail. You brought up the blackmail. I feel like that blackmail is not necessarily coming from 10-year-olds. Okay, it's coming from they're catching them with these like in the ballpark areas. I don't know.
Maybe.
But here's the thing. Where's the videos?
It's probably a mix.
That's my problem, though, is where's the fuck? Like, listen, we've talked about Epstein for years now, right? We still haven't seen shit. We haven't seen fucking camera footage. We barely got a fucking list of names. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Pam Bondi come out with some stuff?
I don't know, man. I'm just like sick of it, because I'm like, what is real? We don't even know. We can assume, but they haven't released shit. Like, show us this shit. Like, you can blur it out. You can fucking like cut the, you know, when somebody gets shot. And they get all the way up to where they're like holding the gun to the head, and then they fucking freeze it. And they're like, this is where he was killed.
Oh, yeah.
Show me that. Okay. I want to see like, oh my God. Like, wow. There's a piece of me that's going like, man, what is real? Like what really did happen? You know what I mean? At this whole thing. I don't know, man. Until they start putting evidence, I'm just sick of talking about the what could be's and has been's and possibilities.
Right. Well, I think like with Hollywood, like you've had like what that YouTuber David Dobrik, he was explaining how one of his friends, now it could have been a bullshit story, right? How one of his friends was approached, a girl, right? Very pretty girl in her apartment. A man in a suit came in. David had to leave. And it was just this man and his girlfriend, she came out crying and just basically said, the guy told me I could be anything I wanted to be, talent and all this stuff, but I had to kill somebody. And then he said, it had to be a family member or something. And then you have Kanye West spouting out like all these accusations. Now, mind you, they're accusations, but like if you look at the stories and the kind of weird stuff behind them, it is very odd.
Yeah.
All these celebrities who sacrifice either their son or like that's the, you know, accusation is that they have a family member killed so that way they get more fame. So there's like with Kanye, obviously he's fucked up in the head, but like you have Charlie Pasternak, his personal trainer,
yeah,
who was like his therapist and told him, hey, I'm going
to send you back to the hospital or something.
I'm going to drug you up again so that way you'll never see your kids and all that shit. And I'm like, what? So you see this influence behind the scenes and you're going, wait a second, what? How does this work?
So I'm with you. And like the shitty part, especially with Kanye, is that he goes and does this shit that's like, you're like, dude, what are you doing, man? Right? Like you're like, we want to like take what you're saying as like valuable information. Like not saying I give you the 100% like credit that this is true, but like you're saying things that are important to people. And then you go do shit like... And it's not like they set him up to do it. Like, you can't just wear a swastika around town. Like, all I'm saying, like, there's shit you're doing that you are doing. Like, it's not set up.
You're damaging your own
credit. I completely get it. Because I was looking up General Wesley Clark. He was the guy, he was the retired general who was, he basically exposed the multi-country plan to, like, just take out all the Middle East countries.
Mm.
Like, Libya, I don't remember, but Iran was like one of the last ones. And it's like ironic that we're kind of flirting with going to war with Iran right now. But Wesley Clark kind of exposed this idea and everybody brings that up as like proof, you know, even though we don't have the physical proof, it was just his say. And then if you look at general like Wesley Clark on Wikipedia, he's like a Rhodes Scholar, which is like fucking Illuminati all the way. And then he's like part of the Atlantic Council, which is like this large think tank. I mean, these think tanks are the ones who drive ideas and put into notion like what people should talk about. So the fact that like this guy was on stage bringing up this like gigantic piece of information that like our country invaded Iraq for no fucking reason. We invaded Afghanistan for no fucking reason. And then we went to war with Libya, all those Middle Eastern countries, just to take over the region. And we didn't have any fucking reason to do it.
Well, I think there was definitely reason to the poppy fields. I mean, there's reasons to be gasoline, the oil.
You're talking about illegal drug
running. Yeah, I'm saying there's reason. There's no just like we just showed up for no, like there's a reason. I don't know if it's the reason, obviously, that they said that it was.
No, he did not disclose the reason that they told him. But like... Yeah. That's one thing where I was just like looking at it. I was like, he didn't present any evidence in that speech. He just basically said, my lieutenant, blah, 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 came in and handed me a piece of paper. I said, no, not only that, but we're going to invade these other seven countries too. And so it's like, do you take his word for it now? And you're using this as your primary evidence that this is a big plan to take over the world.
That's a hard,
you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
we've got to
be careful here.
Yeah, that's hard. And like, you know, dealing with somebody who's maybe a little mentally unstable, right? Like, you can see that they believe what they say, right, in general. And so the unfortunate part of it is when you have, like, these people that are coming out of the woodworks and they're all little off the rocker, so slightly off the rocker. I mean, like, Corey Feldman, like, just random people that are fucking off their shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's probably something there, you know what I'm saying? There's probably
even Michael Jackson, like,
to an extent.
We kind of all agree that he's probably innocent, right?
I think
being
he
framed.
Is. I think he was, yes. But
right? He was weird, and that he was an easy target to frame.
Well, see, the thing is like the weird Like, was he mentally unstable? I'm not sure about that. Like, weird? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all seen what child stars, what happens to their lives. They go off the road. Like, I don't know that I've seen him, like, lose his shit other than, like, change his skin tone, which...
The baby over the hand, like, the balcony? Well, I mean, that was fucking losing your shit, bro.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. My point,
would you do that?
No, probably not, man. Yeah, I definitely would say that's probably a moment of, like, dude, that's pretty bizarre, man. Yeah, pretty bizarre. Yeah. But then again, it's like, do you see that thing with
like Mufasa,
Tyreek Hill? That you see that one the other day, which I literally just watched. And I was like, Tyreek, I don't know. That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life, dude. Like, that to me is like, really, we're gonna have news? He was up on like his high rise apartment complex, and they're like, he hangs his child over the edge. I'm like, what? Like, what? Did you watch the video? He had the fucking kid in this arm, okay? And him and his wife were outside, and he like looks over the edge. The kid is in this fucking arm, and he looks over. And then he walks into the place. I'm like, he didn't hang the kid over the edge. The kid was in his other arm. They're on a balcony. Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. But, yes. Mm-hmm. All I'm getting at, though, is, like, there's some truth to it, and they believe what they say. I think the people that are going through some shit believe that what they're saying is absolute truth to them, right? And there may be pieces of truth to it. But then it's also, like, you're still off your rocker. Like, Kanye's still off his rocker. So take it to your point.
I think all these people are off their rockers.
Yes, but my point is
fucking Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, but with what you just said is, to me, take it for what it is. That's all. It does not mean anything. It means that's a good little gem of some knowledge, and you can kind of play with it and see what molds it, you know, what happens with it. But that also doesn't mean that there's truth to it. At all.
Right. You'll never find proof to it unless everything's disclosed and there's full transparency and everything.
But very I don't think that's a slim chance of that happening.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, Terrence Howard, Cat Williams, I mean, they all say things and some of it's true. Like Cat talking about Puff Daddy, right? Like for a long time. It's like, yeah, I'm sure he saw some shit. You know what I'm saying? Terrence Howard said that he was, Puff Daddy was trying to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, maybe that's true. Also, then there's other things that you're like, oh, man, but you're like, you're definitely like a different cat. You know what I mean? No, I don't mean that. No pun intended. But different. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Some people are just odd, man. And they say things that make sense, but doesn't mean that's real either.
Yeah. You
know? I totally get it.
So is this going to be in the history books? And we ended on that. Do you think this is like some historical thing? I don't think it is. I think that they're going to try to make it that way.
Dude, it is. Yeah. All female crew.
All female passengers. Let's call for what it is, man. They're all female passengers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, they weren't flying anything.
Yeah, they didn't fly shit.
I bet this gets forgotten.
Yeah.
I bet Jeff Bezos is going to start up a fucking thing where anybody can just fly up and do a space fucking spacewalk and all this shit. It's going to turn into a tourist destination attraction, and then everything that was done before is forgotten.
Yeah, man. I can't get over this.
By Amazon.
This prehistoric bug. This thing looks like it came from fucking like.
It hasn't moved. You guys are looking in the same spot.
Its antennas are super long and they come off to the side. It just looks like something that would be in like lava earth. You know what I mean?
Is it like a queen roach?
No, dude, it's not a roach, man. No. It's got like a pointy, like it fucking thing on like its butt.
It does have like a stinger. It has a stinger on it.
It's weird looking.
Oh, shit.
Can we show? Can I use that camera? Can we try to?
You can use that one. Use the little one.
Go to it,
it might not show up because the lights might be too bright.
Try, dude. It's always worth trying.
Oh my god, a first. Oh boy, that does have a fucking stinger on it. Look at that thing. Ooh, that's a good inch stinger, dude. That's like half the size of its body.
And it's shit on the light, even.
Oh my god.
That fucker.
It's like a good size, dude.
That's your finger, right? Okay.
Don't touch it.
What are you trying to do, dude? Eat it. No.
Camera froze. The cord got wiggled. Just leave it. Just leave it. We don't need that one.
You little cord wiggler.
The fuck is that thing, dude?
I don't know. I'm going to kill it in a second.
We should call Texas A&M and hang it. Figure out what's going on.
I'll kill it and I'll put it
hang
up
it behind you.
Dude, pin it.
I'll hang it up by the side.
We should bring that back where you pin shit into the, you know what I mean?
Where you like have a bug collection?
Yeah, dude. Why not?
Did you ever have a bug collection?
No,
I did not.
Nope. I did it once in school. We did it with bugs.
Yeah,
we had like a science class, and we pinned bugs on.
That might be worth pinning up.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying. All right, man.
It's a trophy. Trophy right, bug. Dude.
Yeah.
Yep, good discussion, boys.
Hey, listen, man. Like, cool. If it's real, cool, man. I'm a little jealous they got to see something really cool like that.
Hey.
But let's not overstate what it is. I mean, shit. You made it to the edge. The guy stood outside of it. Remember the Red Bull dude you brought up?
Oh,
that
yeah.
man stood outside of the ship and fucking then, jumped.
And jumped off.
That's a real American hero.
No one's seen that. Go look for that video. It was actually
fucking
pretty sick.
Wild, dude.
Well, and I know there's going to be people out there that space is fake and gay. So, hey.
Oh, for sure, dude.
I think that's you as well. I think that's probably where we came from.
I like how space right. is gay.
That's why it's called Blue Orc.
Yeah.
Space is so gay. It's like, oh.
It's homosexual.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, guys. Take we'll care. See you guys on
right.
Wednesday.
Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.